sanitary and water main installation work by Utilities Kingston. Watch for lane shifts, reduce speed limits, and share the lane signage. Until further notice, Aberdeen Street from Johnson Street to William Street remains closed to accommodate construction and staging activity. And Berry Street at Queen Street remains closed long-term for construction related to activity at 283 Queen. Drivers should note a temporary closure coming later today. From 3:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., King Street East from Plast Arms to Barrack Street will be closed for event-related parking and storage for the Cure Cancer Classic event at Slush Puppy Place. Now a look at the weather for today. It will be cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries early this morning. Winds from the west at 40 kilometers per hour, gusting to 60, will make it feel colder, with a wind chill near minus 9 this morning. The high today is plus 1, and the UV index is 4, or moderate. You can expect cloudier skies this evening, with winds from the west around 20 kilometers per hour becoming light near midnight. The low will be minus 6, with a wind chill near minus 9 overnight. This has been your 8 a.m. news brief on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Be sure to stay tuned for Indie Wake Up Call with Cindy coming up next.
Before I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, I thought all the people that I knew who didn't drink were self-righteous people, holier than thou. So it never occurred to me that Alcoholics Anonymous was filled with people who had drank like I did, and now were the same people that I used to drink with. The same people that I liked, only now they weren't drinking. They were people just like me who had been drinking for a long time and found out that it didn't work for them anymore.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston's School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Hi, this is Sebastian from Death From Above 1979.
And you're listening to CFRC.
Queens Radio.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
We are Blunt Force Llama.
And you're listening to
CFRC
101.9
FM. Woo!
everyone. It is the Indie Wake Up Call, and I'm in here by myself at the moment, and I don't like that. It will change. We have some fresh new volunteers that we're just going to throw into the fire immediately. I would say, well, let's give them 10 minutes to get here, but I haven't met them yet, and I love it. So we're going to get some ideas on what they're planning on doing here as CFRC volunteers. I think they're brothers, too, so lots of potential tea this morning. Just get ready for that. Millie, I think Millie's coming in. Haven't seen her in a couple weeks, midterms and whatnot. And I think, was that, I don't know, Reading Week was in there? No, we had one show where both of us were together. I think she's coming in. We've got some songs to talk about. We have so much local music stuff to talk about. You can hear the pause in my voice because there are good things, but there's obviously one very sad thing that a lot of our local bands and community heard about yesterday, and it's sudden and it's over, and it's called The Mansion. We're so thankful to The Mansion family, who brought us so many great shows and good times. Like the memories just on social media last night after hearing the news that they are indeed closed. Last night was their final night. It's a sad day for live venues in Kingston, but it is a tough go running a music venue. I'm not going to say it's something that is just done for fun for everybody else to enjoy. It is a big endeavor, and to do it for 17 years, I have to say thank you so much to The Mansion for all the times. And when Millie gets in here, we can maybe talk about some of our favorite times in there. Obviously, the Halloween legendary parties are a big one, but the starting point for so many of our student bands. We do have venues that do provide that, but The Mansion was just sort of that step up from the backyard, or, you know, a 10-person student house show. Like, if you were going to go to The Mansion, that meant, oh, like, there's ticketing probably and posters, and the first real feeling of having a show with the sound guy and the whole thing, and it's going to be missed. It's really going to be missed, but best of luck on the next ventures. As for the good stuff, because I did say there's some good stuff, we're going to get to that later in the show. I feel you're on social media. If you're wondering and you'd like to follow the Indie Wake Up Call, well, we're Indie Wake Up Call on Instagram, and we are posting a lot about what's been happening and what is happening in our local community. Speaking of that, and this band's tied into something we're going to be talking about later, Cassador. They have a brand new song. It just lit up my phone, and it's called DC and the PC Punks. We're going to start the entire show with that and get going. We've got a lot of new music today, lots to unpack. Well, let's get started with Cassador.
front of any crowd. They will be on their knees or their feet. A rolling count scattered the moons, and I am in its step, in its keep. A spooky action, a close-up magic, a rush and push. The thermal noise of the evening, have you seen it though? The way that it's meant to be seen. The way that it's meant to be seen. Up here, wish me well. To 13 years on a dead man's ship. I will not live to tell the tale. But I hope the shot was worth it. A spooky action, a close-up magic, a rush and push. Noise of the evening, have you seen it though? The way that it's meant to be seen. The way that it's meant to be seen. Filling my boots with stardust, filling my pockets up with rocks. Follow the breath of empire, rise and fall. Darling buds of come what may. The way that it's meant to be seen. The way that it's meant to be seen.
morning. It's Sandy Wake Up Call. You were just hearing music from an operation called Drug Dealer. They've got an upcoming debut album, and I don't know, people are trying to classify it. Dance, pog, club, hybrid music? Anyway, apparently a change in tempo from their usual sound. This is their debut album, so I don't know what their usual sound is. However, I love how full it was. I had my headphones on for it, so I hope you enjoy that. You are listening to the Indie Wake Up Call coming to you live from Carruthers Hall on Queen's University campus. And I don't know what to tell you about the weather. First of all, I thought I was going to come out with just tons of puddles of water and splashing around, and it's dry, like super dry. Also, super -2 degrees Celsius. So spring is not here. We've had a bit of a roller coaster that's not ending. Do I tell you this? We're supposed to get 10 centimeters of snow tomorrow? I don't know what to say. Although, looking ahead, it's going to be nice and warm, cold, all those things. But yeah, just be aware, all right? Don't put your winter stuff away just yet. All right, so I wanted to talk a little bit about the release. Hey, compilations, we don't even really need them anymore because, I mean, your own streaming services make compilations for you. You wake up and it's like, for you, here's a compilation. But I have to say, old school, there is a compilation record right now called War Child. I'm sure if you listen to music, you know about this. But anyway, their album's called Help 2. And this is an organization. We've had War Child Canada since 1999. But War Child UK has put out Help 2 compilation album with kind of a who's who, putting out some music. And the critics are in saying, you know what? It's working. It does good. And it sounds pretty great. So some of the standouts for me are actually covers on the album. And hey, you know, I'm a big Fontaines person. If there's a moment that I can play some Fontaines, I will. So they're on the album. But you've got people like old schoolers like Depeche Mode, Arctic Monkeys are on there, Olivia Rodrigo. I'm going to play her song as well, too. I think a lot of people are agreeing that this is the standout on the album. The Book of Love, also a cover. So that's where we're going to go to next. Check it out, though. I mean, I like a good compilation, right? All right. Well, that's what we're going to do. Following up Fontaines and Olivia Rodrigo, I don't know, but I think the brothers are in here now, so I'm going to put them on the air right away and feet to the fire. That's how we're doing live Indie Wake Up Call this morning. Good morning, everyone. Here we go. Fontaines DC off War Child Records. The album's called Help 2. Black Boys on Mopeds is an old Sinead O'Connor song. Let's hear it.
Margaret Thatcher on TV, shocked by the deaths that took place in Beijing. It seems strange that she should be offended. The same orders are given by her. I've said this before now. You said it was childish and you'll say it now. Remember what I told you. If they hated me, they would hate you. England's not the mythical land of Madame George and Roses. It's the home of police who kill black boys on mopeds. And I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's any such thing as grieving. Your mother down in Smithfield, 5 a.m. looking for
The book of love is long and boring. No one can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. And I love it when you read to me, and you can read me anything. The book of love has music in it. In fact, it's where music comes from. Some of it is just transcendental. Some of it is just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me, and you could sing me anything.
time is alright. Two times is one too many. One, two, three times you're on me. And suddenly, ready, steady, go. You touch me goodnight.
That song, you Rue from Yellow Brick Road, but I'm sure she does. She knows songs like 2 years before I know songs. Anyway, hope she's listening this morning, and I hope she likes that song. Thank you to you, Ruru. I think we're going to meet up at the Hives and the Chat Show in a few weeks. I forgot I have tickets for that. I'm so excited. I think I've mentioned this a million times. I've never seen the Chats. I'm a huge fan of theirs. And everybody get in my way and don't kick me in the head. Okay? I'm going to do that. In the meantime, Callum and Quinn are here. And I put them to work. They're going to put some songs together and get on the air in a few minutes. And we're going to talk about all sorts of things. We've got music festivals coming to Kinks, and I alluded to that earlier in the show that we're going to talk about, and some of our local bands. Look at them going out on tour. Good luck, everybody. Have fun. I played some Cassidor for you. Obviously, you know that they're out there doing the Cross Canada thing. Tiny Horse has announced dates, too. I want to play some Tiny Horse because they did win the Kingston Canadian Film Festival Award a few weeks ago. I've got Millie's interview with them, but I want Millie to be here for that. So, Millie, get out of bed. If not, we'll air it next week. Good job on the red carpet from the Live Sessions crew and Indie Wake Up people. We killed it. So, anyway, coming up, we will be playing the band that is announced for the headliner for the road trip inaugural year. This is going to be taking place on September the 12th. I don't know how much tickets are going to be. I don't know a lot of details, except that they did put the lineup out. So Piner's there, Cassidor's there, Tiny Horse, as far as our locals go, Peach Pit, and a few more other bands. Did I just tell you the name of the headliner? Anyway, we'll be playing some of that too. What? You know what? Why don't we just play some Peach Pit? And it's easy. It's self-titled. Name your song after your band. It's a great way to get to know a band. But yeah, they're going to be headlining. People seem pretty excited about that. Details to come, but that's usually a killer weekend in September in this town, so nothing's going to go wrong there. It's going to be beautiful, and we'll get more information. And whenever I'm just feeling a little bit gloomy, and this weather might be doing this for me tomorrow as we get about 10 centimeters of snow, I'm going to put it on the new Pawpaw Rod. His new album's coming out in a few weeks. We've got a few singles from it, and it's just super chill as I want, and we're going to be playing some of that new music from him, a track called I Wish, and I've got some Wayside coming up as well. Who knows? Let's see what the twins come up with, and we'll be playing some music. I think they're going back, some throwbacks. I'm here for it. Indie Wake Up Call continues. Here comes some Peach Pit. Details to follow. Follow us on Indie Wake Up Call on Instagram. We'll give you the details. The more we know about the festival, we'll send it to you. Let's go.
I just snap my fingers. I wish I could make everything okay. I wish I always knew what to say. I wish I could make sure it goes your way. But I can't. But I can't.
Is there a line to get aligned?